food desert. That is the low-income neighborhoods where there's no place to buy healthy food. That term is now part of our everyday vocabulary in supposedly the wealthiest nation in the world. Well, people are working to erase food deserts from the language. And one of them is actor Wendell Pierce, late of The Wire, now in Treme, the HBO series about post-Katrina New Orleans. Pierce is a NOLA native and now a grocer. That's right, a grocer. His stores are called Sterling Farms. Wendell, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Lynn.
You know, I'm thinking about, okay, actors do restaurants and they do clubs, but right. Actors don't do grocery store chains.
They do now.
How did you come to this?
Well, you know, I'm from New Orleans, born and raised, and, you know, when Katrina happened, my neighborhood was in some of the deepest part of the flooding, Pontchartrain Park, and it was a neighborhood that was like Mayberry. You know, our parents fought long and hard during an ugly time of segregated New Orleans, and there was one place, separate but equal, but that African Americans in the 50s could purchase, you know, homes.
Right.
And it turned out to be an incubator of talent. It was great. It's a golf course, multi-denominational churches, Southern University at New Orleans. You know, it was just idyllic, but it was destroyed. And basically put out a call to action to everybody of my generation saying, we owe it to our parents to go back and rebuild. And we did that. We started it, and we're in the middle of it now. We created our own development corporation. But then I looked around and I said, man, the commercial districts aren't coming back. And as I did more research, I started to realize that, you know, New Orleans was populated with food deserts and underserved communities where people didn't have access to just fresh produce and fresh foods. And when I saw that, I talked to my partners and I said, let's start a grocery store. Let's start a grocery store chain. And that's how Sterling Farms, which is the name of my grocery store, was born.
Now, you've just opened one, right?
Yes.
A short time ago.
It is the flagship. We opened about 3 weeks ago, and it's been wonderful. The response in the community of people saying, oh, you know, I was waiting for something to come to the neighborhood. And it's just been wonderful, and it kind of validated what I knew was there, pent-up demand. You know, we hop in the car and go to the grocery store all the time. And for a lot of people, that's hopping on a bus or having to walk or having to go a little further because they don't have one in their neighborhood. That shouldn't happen in America. So we see those neighborhoods as emerging markets instead of depressed areas. And it's proving to be true.
Well, you once said that there were 16,000 customers for every grocery store in New Orleans on average.
Yes.
Does that guarantee that Sterling Farms is going to be able to be viable?
Well, you know, there's no guarantees when you're trying to build a business. But, you know, we have access to about 25,000 homes that we know on average 2.5 people. You know, I can get into all the data.
Right.
You know, but that's a large portion of people. That's a lot of people that we have access to and that we're willing to compete for their business. We know we have to earn their trust. We have to earn their interests. We have to make our store their neighborhood, you know, grocery destination. And, you know, the one thing I always remembered was shopping for groceries. As we say in New Orleans, we say making groceries.
Mm-hmm.
With my mother on a Friday night, and it was a ritual. And to go there, and it was this store called Schwegman's, and it was, you know, it was like a wonderland for a kid. You know, I want this, I want that. Oh, let's get that. And you're seeing the men and women, you know, getting off work, and they had a little bar and restaurant in this place, and you know, knowing the fishmonger and knowing the butchers, and having our favorite cashier, and it was a town square. It's the equivalent of a town square, and that neighborhood grocery is something we take for granted and don't realize it until you lose it.
Yeah.
And until, you know, your culture is challenged the way New Orleans was challenged 7 years ago. And it's great to see the faces of people coming back. I literally had a woman cry. I mean, what businessman can say, I had a woman come into my store and say, can I speak to you? And she walked outside because she didn't want to be seen.
Uh-huh.
And she welled up with emotion. Thank you so much. And that meant everything to me, you know, because
yeah.
People in what are considered underserved communities have shown their loyalty to brand and store and product to American industry by making an effort to get to their store, to get to their brand. It takes a little effort on their part to go there, and all they ask is that we as American industry come to their communities, and we've stood on the sidelines saying, that's a little too much risk. Mm-hmm. So where other companies see risk, I see reward. But the greatest opportunity is not only to do well, but to do good. The two can coexist.
Wendell, thanks for talking with us. This is
Thank
an
you
exciting
very much.
Project. Wendell Pierce and his partners recently opened their first Sterling Farms grocery in the Marais area of New Orleans.